Okay, let's get started with today's daf. Today's daf is Gittin daf Nun Beis, and we are on the top of Nun Beis Amud Aleph. Again, yesterday we had the end of the previous discussion, the takanas that were mentioned in the first Mishnah in Perek HaNizakin, and we related a little bit, not as much as we should have, but a little bit to Mod B'Miksas and Kofar Bakol and the three types of Shvuas and all related in Yanim. So today we start with the next Mishnah, and that is the Mishnah of Aputropis. That's today's topic. And then, Hashem, tomorrow we get to the next Mishnah of Hezek Sheino Nikar. Right, every Mishnah has a different topic relating to the Takanos that were instituted by the Rabbanan. So, says the Mishnah, Yisomim shesamchu eitzel balabayis. Yisomim that are being supported by a balabayis. That means a self-appointed aputropis. Aputropis is some type of guardian. And if there is somebody that is automatically filling that void, filling that position, samchu eitzel balabayis, oshaminon lehenavin aputropis. Or their father appointed this person as an aputropis before he dies. Chayev la'aser peirosayim. He is a chayev to be ma'aser, the peiros of the children. Why? Because he is acting on their behalf. He does not want them to eat tevel, and therefore he could act on their behalf and be ma'aser the fruit, the produce for them. So what the Achronim discuss. What do you mean? Ain bezdin mitzuvin lahafrisho. If there is a child that is eating something not kosher, so then there's a discussion at the end of Maseches Yevamos whether Bezdin has a chiyuv to make sure that they don't eat the non-kosher. They're not allowed to give it to them, but once they're doing it themselves. But the answer could be that this is considered ha'achala, right? If the apotropis is involved and responsible for their property, then not taking off trumas and maaseros and giving them this food could be considered a ha'achala. So the Mishnah says that the apotropis has the ability and the responsibility to be able to be maaser their fruit. Interestingly, the Rashba points out, we know there are three types of aputropis, really two, but the Mishnah throws it a third, a self-appointed one, the first line, or if the father appoints, so those two are chayef yimaser, but what about the third one? What about the minuhu bezdin one, which the Mishnah is going to talk about in a minute, bez Hashem. So why isn't that one listed in the first line of the Mishnah? Says the Rashba, because that one's obvious. Obviously, they could be. Why else is Bezdin appointing an apotropis if not to take care of the fruit for them and be maaser for them? So obviously, that one could be included in the chayav la'aser peiroseim. The chiddush would be the other two, and that's why the Mishnah only mentions the other two. Now, as the Mishnah says, apotropis sheminuhu avi yisomim yishava, minuhu Bezdin lo yishava. The Mishnah has a machlokas tanoim in opposite directions. Does an apotropis have to swear that he didn't take anything off the top from the apotropis's property? So, machlokas, which one? Minuhu Bezdin, the one that Bezdin appoints, or the one that their father appointed before he died? Machlokas, which direction you go? One of them yes, one of them no. As we'll see in the Gemara, both of the tanoim at root are trying to figure out what's best for the children. Right, it's a question of who would be more flexible in terms of taking a shvua, even though they're doing their job, and who would be more difficult, and they wouldn't want to do the job if they would have to take a shvua. So we'll see in the Gemara later on, Bez Hashem, how that works. Good. What is an aputropis exactly? So we touched on this once before, and we said we're going to come back to it here, because today here is the main sugya, really in Shas of aputropis. We know that we mentioned this earlier when, almost a couple weeks ago, on Daf Lamed Daled, back in the sugyas of the fourth parak in Perek HaSholeach. So we spoke there about aputropis and the sugyas of Makoach Bezdin Yafe, right? What they say a rule about an aputropis, what's the halach of Higdilu Yichol Limchos or not? That's where it came up on the top of Lamed Daled and Aleph. But here is the main sugya. So the word aputropis is not mentioned in the Torah, but it is mentioned in the Targum Yonos and Menuziel in Sefer Bereishis and Parshas Miketz, where the Yosef HaTzadik is giving instructions to Paro after he interprets Paro's dream, and then he says, V'ata yere Paro, which the Mefarshim are bothered by. Whoever asked Yosef to give advice, he just said to interpret the dream. Okay, not for now. V'ata yere Paro ish navon v'chacham v'shiseo l'eretz Mitzrayim. Paro, you got to find somebody really smart to be in charge of everything that's going to happen. Ya'ase Paro v'yafkeid pekidim al ha'aretz. Paro should appoint Pekidim, v'chimesh es Eretz Mitzrayim b'sheva shnei hasava. So appoint Pekidim, Targum Yonos and Menuziel. Yaved Paro v'yimane aputropin al ara. V'yikud, meaning people who are going to take care of the produce and of the grain during the years of plenty, so that one has enough, the whole land has enough during the time of a famine. The Rambam in Hilchos Nachlos in Perek Yud Aleph says, "Kshamidin bezin apotropis, mosrin lo kol nichsei hakatan, hakarkos v'hametaltalin shelo nimkaru." Right, when bezin appoints an apotropis, bezin gives them full authority for everything that of the children's. V'hu motzi umachnis ubone v'soser v'socher v'noteya v'zoreya v'osa. They can do everything, the apotropis. They have full authority to buy and sell and build and break and hire out and plant. Whatever they feel is good. Uma achilan, umashkan, v'nosin lohen kol hotza asan, kefi hamamon v'kfi ha-ra'i lohem. V'lo yaviach len yosem yidai, v'lo yitzamtim alem yosem yidai. Don't be too frugal and don't be too, spending, right? That's the Rambam. That's apotropis has elastic power for the Yesomim. We did mention, though, when we discussed this back at Daflam Adala, that there is a Chakira in the Achronim exactly how to look at an apotropis. Yes, he acts on behalf of the Yesomim, but the question is, how much is he really a stand-in? Meaning, we know there are two other mechanisms in Halacha. What about this third one? We know there's something called Shlichus. Right, I'm a shliach for you, I'm appointed shliach. Then we know zechiah. Zechiah, I'm not appointed, but I'm acting on your behalf, and it's good for you. And zachal adam shlo b'fanav, as we discussed in the first parak, there's zechiah and there's shlichus. So what about apotropis? If you look in the second daf of the second parak of Meseches Kiddushin, the Gemara seems to have three separate stages of suggesting how we yarshined Eretz Yisrael, when we went into Eretz Yisrael. How did the Nesiim give it to us? Was it through Shlichus? Was it through Apotropis? Or was it through Zechiah? Three separate stages, the Gemara says. So that Gemara is important for the Zechiah and the Shlichus relationship, which the Rishonim discussed, that Gemara sounds like Zechiah is Lav Mitam Shlichus, that those two are not connected. But what about the Apotropis one? That's the one we're focusing on today. So, is apotropis related to shlichus or not? How much, to use two English words, I think we mentioned this then, how much is the apotropis institution? Are they agents or are they guardians? A guardian is more of a general person who's in charge. An agent is more of like a shliach. An agent is acting on behalf. We had a machlokas Rashi Rabbeinu Tam, back in Daf Lamed Daled. Is there one apotropis per child? Or one apotropis per family. Machlokas Rishonim. If it's one apotropis per child, then maybe it's more of an agent, right? Not just a guardian. A guardian, one person can take care of the whole estate. But if it's an agent for the child, then maybe it's one per, right? That's the machlokas. So that's, again, the number in Afgamina, which we'll get to, B'Hashem, in the Gemara in a minute. But this is just to give background and introduction to the sugya. All the Rishonim have various formulations about how to look at apotropis. If you look in the Ritva, there in Meseches Kiddushin, he has a very graphic illustration where he says, "V'hadai sinan hacha me'ikara b'chalukas aris midin zechiah v'hashta adrina l'meimer davi midin apotropis." The fact that zechiah and apotropis and shlichas are all separate suggestions in that Gemara, lav l'meimra shein apotropis midin zechiah. To halo efshar. Don't tell me that apotropis has nothing to do with zechiah, because there is no separate institution of apotropis. The imkain, because he said, quotes, why a problem? So elavadai migdin zechiahu. An apotropis is through zechiah, but we might call it super zechiah. Super zechiah, meaning zechiah usually requires full, pure zechiah, good on behalf of the person I'm being zocha for. Apotropis has more flexibility. Ela shehirviach hakasev bezechiah zu yoser mizechiah da'alma. This zechiah has more power. De ba'alma ein zechiah ela bezchuz gamur shein bochov aklal lo betchilas lo v'lobesofa. Usually zachen la'adam only works where it's a pure chov. There is no chov at all. Aval hacha mahani lachov al manas lazakos. We'll see what that lashon means in the Gemara, where there is some type of chov. Kivan she'en a chov amamish. Since it's not really a chov, in the long run it's going to work out. So that is good enough in the world of apotropis, even though it's not good enough in the world of schus. V'yafalpi she'efsho shehu lahem chova, and even though it could even end up chova in some of the eyes of the Yisomim, lo yuchol limchos elmkein chova mamish kegon taus. That's the Ritva. The Ritva says it is related, but it is what we would call a super schus. The Ramban also here has a formulation similar to that, but let's continue with that background. Because the first lines of the Gemara here also play an important role in this understanding. Says the Gemara. So what did the Mishnah say? The Apotropos can take off Shumas and Maestras. When it says La'aser, it means all. Shumas and Maestras. V'raminu. But what do you mean that we learned in a Braisa? Atem. That's by Hafrashas, Shumas and Maestras. Atem below Shutfin. You can be Mafrish and not a partner without the permission of the other partner. Atem velo shutfin. Atem velo arisin. You, the owner, can take off and not a sharecropper. Sharecropper cannot take off on behalf of the owner. Atem velo aputrapin. Wow. Excluded. Sounds like on a daraisa level. Aputrapis is not the baldavar. That's what it sounds like if you read the Gemara. Velo atari meshena shalo. And also, nobody can take off if it is not his. Velo atari meshena shalo. Rashi says, two deyas. Either this last line is explaining the first three deus, right? What do you mean? Torah Shem Shalom, that's what we have been talking about. So Rashi on the fourth line, Hach Seifa Taima Deresha, number one, Klomar, Atem Mimai Tatorim Shein Shalom, Vahani Kulu Shein Shalom Ninu, that's number one, or Inami Zuvein Sarach Lur Mezuktani, or it's really no Chiddush, the first three at least have some Shaychus to the item. But the last one is saying, of course, obviously, if it's totally not yours, you're not allowed it to be mafresh. So ask the Gemara. You see from the Braisa that an apotropis is excluded. So how can you tell me that an apotropis could act on behalf of the Yisomim? So the Gemara answers, Amar Rav Chisda, Lo kasha kan lo hachil, kan lo haniach. They're allowed to be mafresh if they want to give food to the Yisomim right now. If they want them to eat, they want them to... Of course, they're allowed to do it. That's the point. They're supposed to act for the Yisomim. But what if they're doing it for just a future investment? They're going to take off to be able to sell some of the produce in order to have, or to have for a week or two from now, right, or in the future. So that they're not allowed to do. Only kan lahachil is okay, but kan lahaniach is not okay, as we will see in the Braisa coming up. But there are two days in the Ramban, in the Rashba, right here. Do we take this Gemara literally? The Gemara has an exclusion. An apotropis is not a tem. The Rashba, the Ramban have two deyas, whether this is just an asmachta or not. Why would you want to say this is an asmachta? The Gemara says explicitly. It's a din d'oraisa. Apotropis is excluded. Why would you? Because if you believe an apotropis is really a representative and an agent, there's a concept called shlichus. There's a concept called zechiyah, so why should they be excluded on a daraisa level? That's why there's a deya in the Rishonim that this is only an asmachta. On a daraisa level, an apotropis is atem. It's not excluded. Those are two opinions in the Rishonim here. Deya number one. V'yukimna la begemara lahachel avalo lahaniach umishum hefker bezdin shehefkiru es aperos lagabe ho apotropis litakonas hayisomim. Deya number one is that you take the Gemara literally. On a daraisa level, apotropis is not a stand-in for the Yisomim. They're excluded, right? They're secondary. Maybe they're a rabbinic guardian, but they're not the baldavar. And therefore, how are they able to do it? Efker bezen efker. The Rabbana gave them the power. Midra Rabbanan. But then the Rashba says, Inami, and they only gave them the power for lahachil, but not lahaniach. But then Inami says the Rashba, Ikala Meimar, Demidina tormin, bein lahachil, bein lahaniach. Really, on a deraisa level, they are the baldavar. Here's the lashon: diyad aputrapis kiyada yisomim. They are the extension. They are the yisomim. It's just like shluchos shel adam kamoso. Why should they be excluded? Ella kidei ay. So then the question is the other way. So why can't they take off lahaniach? Ella kidei shelo yireh kimiz yireh kimizalzel benichse hayisomim shema lo yedaktiku yafe bedavar. But we don't want them to go overboard. We want them to have some rules. Asur lan litrom kidei lahaniach kivan shein tzarech lan bedavar zeh, because they don't need this right away. Aval lahachil hemiduha adine. But to be machil, they were mamed on the din kiderach shamru sheimotzina badam lecherus. We'll get to that. Just like, we'll talk about this also about the Shem soon. Are they allowed to be Meshachrer or sell Avadim, right, of the Yisomims? Are they allowed to do that? And he quotes that all in the name from, partly from Rabbeinu Tam. V'had d'rashin in ha-tevel o-shutfim ha-tevel o-apu-chopsin, mid-rabanan, v'kras machta b'yalmahu. Pasadena'es machta b'yalma. So that is the, those are the 2 days in the Rashba, that the Rashba and the Ramban also has the 2 days, whether an apotropis is excluded on a Daraisa level or only Darabana. But that's the Lamdish question. How much is an apotropis a stand-in or not? So it goes throughout the sugya, all the machlokos that come up in apotropis can be interpreted based on this chakira. Yeah, like I said before, Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam, how many apotropsin, there's a discussion in Tosfos, in Meseches Kedushin, machlokos Ri and Rabbeinu Tam, can you do Goral? Right, can they make a Goral, figuring out exactly, you know, splitting up for the Yesomim? The Goral or Shumas Bezdin, again, there's, comes up, in a few places, just trying to look if there's any other, nafkaminas that we can mention. There's other, just in the formulations. In formulations, that's really where it comes up. Okay, it comes up also in the sugya of Ger Katan. In Ksubas Daf Yud Aleph, they talk about the relationship of Apotropis and Zechia. Okay, let's continue. So the Gemara says, the Apotropis has rights to be mafresh only lahacha v'not lahaniach. So now the Gemara says v'hatanya, and we see this also in a brisa. Right, this is a support v'hatanya. Ha apotropin tarmin uma asrin lahachil avalo lahaniach. Don't think be machil, but for immediate usage. Umochrim lahem. What else could they do? Says the brisa. Umochrim lahem behema avadim bishvachos. They could sell on behalf of the Yisomim all these items. Batim sados ukramim lahachil avalo lahaniach. Whatever the Yisomim need for immediate attention, for immediate consumption, they could sell to get money to buy food. Umochrin lahem peros, yenos, shmanim, uslasos, wine, oils, flour, lahachil, avalo lahaniach. All these. But now we expand. Va'osin lahem lulav, va'arava, v'sukka, v'tzitzis. They can make for them, they can get dalin minim, and sukkah, and tzitzis, v'chal davar sheyesh lo kitzva lasu yeshofer. And anything that has a specific amount, like a shofar, right? It's not unending. Not unending. Shofar. Let's do all the mitzvahs first. V'lochin lahem sefer Torah, tefillin mezuzos, v'chol davar sheyesh lo kitzva lasuyei megillah. Right? All of those can be bought by the apotropis. The Maharam Shif here goes through why each one of these is a chiddush. Right? First of all, what is lulav? Why did you say arava separately? Then lulav. So says the Maharam Shif, it must mean, lulav must mean dalaminim, arava means froshan arava. Right, so lulav kolel kol dalamidim va'arava loshana v'gam va'osin k'tani. What does osin mean? Lo v'lokhin da'asi yashayach v'lulav v'hoshana dafka lo'ogdo. The agud, right? So lulav tzarech eged, ain't tzarech eged, but that's called an asiyah. Shofar, why? What's the chiddush of shofar? Af sheyachol latzeis b'shmias shofar shel chaveiro. Even though earlier, fine, lulav, you need lachem. But shofar, you can just be yotzi with someone else. No, you can still buy one for them. Ma she'ein kein be'inach lachem mishal lachem. V'chein la'asuyim megillah. Af sheyachol latzeis pam b'shana mishal chaveiro. It's once a year. You can listen to your friends. No, if they want one, if they need one, you can buy one. V'yein podin shvuyim. I'll get to the opinion shvuyim soon. The other ones too. But he goes through each one. What is the chiddush? It is interesting that these we're talking about ketanim here, pashtus. Talking about ketanim. So all of these are items that were mechanich v'ketanim to do. Midrabanan. Right, the Mishnah in Sukkah says even Sukkah. Remember the Mishnah says Katan Shirazorach Leimo. The case of Shammai, he broke the roof in order for the Katan to, after his wife had a baby. But ketanim, we try to put into a sukkah as well. What's the unusual one? Tefillin. Tefillin's on the list. Right? Tefillin, our minhag, is not to allow ketanim to wear tefillin. Remember, we go down to bare bones. We used to wear tefillin all day, and we don't wear tefillin all day anymore. We just wear it for davening. And we maybe used to put it on years before, just like we put on tzitzis years before. But we also knocked it down because of the chash, of the risk factor involved. So for ketanim, for everybody, we knock it down. For men, we knock it down to the bare bones. For women, let's say a woman, we don't know, we just say she should not wear tefillin because, you know, she doesn't have to. And a katan, we say right before to get some practice, but before that, we don't. So there's different minhagim. Some people, some Hasidic sects do it bo bayom, no, nothing before, because there's a special skula of the day of the bar mitzvah. Others do it a month before, others do it 3 months before, whatever the minhag is, but tefillin here is listed on the list of items that the apotropis can deal with. Let's continue. Says the Gemara, second wide line, the ain poskin aleim staka, but staka is unending. There's no kitzvah. Right, Rashi says, Tabachol Shaita, Kaimi Aniyim. Nimtu Nechseam Kalim. What if they keep giving stuck to everybody who comes to the door? You know, so then it's not going to work out for them, for the Yisomim. The Ein Poden Alenas Ashvuyim. Also, opinion Shvuyim is unending, as we spoke about earlier. The called Davar Shein Lo Kitzva La Asuye Tanchume Avelim. Tanchume, if there's money that needs to be spent for that, that also is unending. You might say all the mitzvahs made Adam Lachavero, and therefore an Apotropos can't act on their behalf. In that way, the Ein Aputrapin Rasha'in Ladun Vila Lachov, they can go into a Din Torah Lachov in a case where they are going to lose. I mean, if there's a chance that they might lose, right? Rashi Ladun Ladun in Baldin Shel Yisomim, to go to a Din Torah with their Baldin Habal Oer Al Nechseim, that comes to complain about their Nechasim Shemi Yischayvu B'tan Oseim. Maybe the Aputrapin is going to lose. Ukishayigdlo Yisomim Yadunu Imo. When the Yisomim get bigger, they could deal with it. But don't go. You can't lose on their behalf. So back to the Gemara. Vein apucham rashon ladun lachov vilazakos benichse Yisomim. Or to merit, says the Gemara, lazakos amaylo. What's wrong with being mazake? Ela, what is not allowed? Lachov almenas lazakos benichse Yisomim. What exactly does that mean? Many different pshatim in the Rishonim. Rashi says it means you can't go to a Din Torah because you might lose, even though your kavana is lezakos, but you might lose. And if you lose, they're not going to have to pay. So therefore, just don't do Dinei Torah with them. If there's a sure 100%, so then that's not called a Din Torah. Din Torah never, nothing is ever 100%, right? We always think we're 100%. But, you know, it's lachov, I'm not lezakos, I'm not lachov, should not be, or lachov, I'm not lezakos, should not be tried, says Rashi, because you might lose, and then it wouldn't work. Other Rishonim give other pshat, and the Ritva here in the Rabbeinu Kreskes, in the Kisveyad, says that maybe it means that you shouldn't give a bribe in order to be mezakeh, right, because that's also being mechayiv them, I'm not lezakos, that's not the way it should be done. Different pshatim give it. Even if they think they're doing something good for the Yisomim, but if it's not for right now, they can't do it. They can't sell a far field to buy a closer field. Or one that they think is inferior to buy something superior. My time up. Maybe the one that you buy is going to get ruined. Right? Maybe it's going to get, you're going to be bad luck. So if you do Shev Al Tase, whatever they have, okay. But if you just buy one that you think is more lucrative, so then you can't do that stomp for investment purposes. Also, you can't sell fields for avadim, avamochon avadim, lochemem sados. Tanakama assumes that sados objectively are better. Why? Because it's karka. Karka is yeshba achrayis. That's the Tanakama. Reb Shimon ben Gamliel omer. No, you can't do that either. You can't go in either direction. Did me cut my time? Dilma lo mishvayin. Right? Wait, maybe it's not going to stay with them. I mean, maybe there's going to be a balchov that's going to come and take the property. Right? So then that's not going to be good for them. V'inaputrapin. This is all one big brisa. V'inaputrapin rashon lohotzi avadim lecherus. Here's the next halacha about being a baldover. Right? All of these other ones were just about acting on their behalf. So two of these are being about by the first one and this one. The first one was about being mafreshumas and maestris, which we have to get back to all, again in a minute. But now, can an apotropis be motzi and eved lecheirus? So the Brisa says, no. Why? Rashi says, ein gufan kanui lahen l'shacharan. They're not the baldavar, they're guf. The eved is not guf kanui to the apotropis. Let's continue. Aval mochrin ozam la'achirim v'achirim la'achirim. The apotropis can sell the avadim to others. V'achirim motzin ozam la'achirim. And the other people can be motzin la'achirim. Right? That's what's allowed. So this is a very difficult line to understand. Miman of shach. If they have a kinyan haguf, so then they're able to sell the avadim, and then somebody else could sell them, could free them. But if they don't have a kinyan haguf, so how could they even sell to someone else to free them? They don't have a kinyan haguf. Right, you can only sell the power of what you have. And therefore, if the apotropis themselves cannot be meshachar the eved, so how could they sell the eved and the other person could be meshachar? That is why the Tosfos Arash assumes, you gotta re-understand either the first line or the second line. So the Tosfos Arash says, fundamentally, yes, gufo kanui. Right, that's a dindarabanan, that we say they can't be meshachar, so they're not mezalzel in the nechasim of the of the Yesomim. But fundamentally, the Tosafot Rosh says, if they have the power to sell them to someone else, and that other person can be Meshachrer, you have to say that even the Apotropos has Gufan Kanui. But this is the Rabbanan, they can't do it themselves. So they can sell them to someone else and make some good money for the Yesomim, and then someone else can sell them. That's the Tosafot Rosh. But if you look in the Rashi clearly doesn't say that. Rashi says clearly they don't have Gufan Kanui, right? So what does that mean? So the Tosfos Rid right here says you have to say that the Torah only gives them Gufan Kanui to do certain things and not others. Tremendous Chiddush. It sounds like on a Daraisa level you have to be Mechalik. They can't. Look in the Tosfos Rid. V'lo Amrinan. It's like the seventh or eighth wide line. V'lo Amrinan. Kivan Shaputrupsin. Einon Bailim Nimsa Shekinyan Halokeach Eino Klum Vein Yochel L'Shachero. Don't say that. Ela Bezdin Hifkiram Sheyu Apotropsim Zochim Bahem U'mechirasan Mechira Gemurahi Aval L'Shachorom Lozikum Bezdin. He talks on a Bezdin level, but it sounds like on a Daraisa level, according to Rashi. Shekal, unless you say there's a Chilak. Shekal Masha Asu Lo Asu Ela Tikana Yisomim Vim Yasu Aldaz Bezdin Harehein Bailim Vim Lav Harehein Kenachrim. Right? Depending what they do. So you want to say this is only a Drabbanan level? It sounds like from Rashi, right? You have to say something for Rashi. So what the Tosfos Rid is saying, maybe on a Drabbanan level, sounds like from Rashi. It's Gufan Kanui Lagabe selling it, but not Gufan Kanui Lagabe being Meshachrer. So but this line again reflects on the inherent nature of an Apotropos. How much is he a real stand-in? According to Tosfos Rashi, he's a real stand-in. He's able to be Meshachron at the Raisa level. Just Rabbana not. And according to Rashi, maybe it's more limited. Then the Raisa quotes Rebbe Omer. We quoted this earlier. Omer Ani. We discussed that also earlier. Afu Nosi Demei Atzmo V'yotze. No, the Eved can himself pay his way and get freed. Because when the Eved buys his own freedom, it's like you're selling the Eved to himself, and therefore Rebbe says that would be okay. And also, when the children get older and the Apotropos finishes his job, so then you have to be Machashiv. What does that mean? When they get bigger, he has to swear that he doesn't have anything left. He's not hiding anything from them. You don't have to do that. Why? We'll have to see. But you also want to protect the Apotropos from being too taken advantage of. The Ein Osin Apotropin, finishing the Braisa, Nashim Eladim Ktanim. Bezdin should not make an apotropis nashim avadim uktanim. Why? Rashi quotes a different reason for each one. Nashim ain darkan lates v'lo v'letroach. In the days of old, the women weren't out there doing business and making important deals. Avadim and eved can't because they're not ne'eman, and a katan is a lavodas. So that's why all three would not. V'mina na v'yisomim, which is v'yado. But if the father appointed them, right, one of these three, then okay, then you're allowed to. The Rashba discusses what exactly is the chiddush of that last line. Obviously. Right? So that is the father can do whatever he wants. Period. Stop there for a minute. So that is the Braisa about all the powers of an Apotropos. Getting back to the first line again for a moment. The issue of the Afrasha, Trumas and Maestras on behalf of the Yesomim. Just to add, you can't do this sugi without just mentioning the Ksos. The Ksos and the Trumas Adeshin. Right? It comes up in Nidarim. It comes up everywhere. Zachia is mentioned. There is a Trumas Adeshin that's quoted in the Ramah and Yaradeya. The Trumas Adeshin in Kuf Peches discusses a woman, Zaval Zabayas, she's making challah. She needs the dough, and then she goes out shopping. And then, somehow, whatever the reality is, if the dough doesn't go into the oven right now, it's going to rise too much, it's going to be ruined, and the whole thing is going to go bad. So the Mishareses, the servant, says, I have to get this in the oven, but I have to take off challah first, because we know challah is taking before it's baked, lechatchila. So, is she allowed, that's the Shaila, is she allowed to be mafrish challah on behalf of the Baal HaSabayis to be mezakeh? She doesn't want the whole dough to be ruined, so she'll take off challah now, and then she'll bake it, fine, wonderful, what's the problem? Says the Trumas Hadeshen, no problem. Yered the Shaper Dami Lemevedachi, the Kivan de Miskalkela Sa'isa, Zechusula, Labal Asabayas, the Zachilanam, Shalobafanav. This is Zechia. You're being Zoche, her, the whole Chala. The Kaimalan Zechia Mitam Shluchus is Rabbi, Valchanami, Hamishareses Naasis Shlucha, Afilu Shalomidaita, Mitam Dischusula. No problem. Via filum ain kan el achshash kilkol isa. Even if there's only achshash that it's going to get ruined, it still is a chus. Kivan de regilus hulafamim shabalas habayis osedes reshus le mishareses. It's often that a balas habayis would give reshus to the mishareses to do it. No problem. That is the Trumas Hadeshin. So what's the controversy? What's the problem? The Kso says, I think it's against the Rashba. Without going into the Rashba in Nidarim himself, this is the Ksos's words, this is not the Rashba's words, the Ksos says that is not Zachin. There is Zachin le'adam shalo b'fanav, but not Zachin me'adam shalo b'fanav. What's his chutz? Where I give you something on your I accept something on your behalf. Here, I'm taking something away from you for your good. Zachin me'adam. I'm taking chala from you, which is good for you, but it's going from you. It's going in the opposite direction. It says Exos, you don't say that. Shlichus, that works by shlichus, but it doesn't work by zachin. Zachin la adam, but not zachin me adam. So therefore, the Exos argues and says this would not work. V'im, resh mem gimel. V'im ki adati miut erki. I know my small value. Lahar herach har piske maharai. Trumas adeshen. Uve prashak var holach acharav haramov ahataz. Amnam lafiyani is daiti, tosas harashba lo sphere lehachi. And he goes through the Gemara Nedarim, Daf Lamed Vav, and he says, Zachin me adam, Zachin la adam. This is a huge topic discussed by the Achronim. Very exciting topic. Here in the footnotes in the Ksos, he quotes all of them. He quotes Rav Shimon, and he quotes others. Right, everybody gets into this act. But Zachin me adam, Zachin la adam. But that also has to do with our issue here. The apotropis here, if you say it's a zchus, it's me adam. It's not la adam. Same issue. Okay, now we have stories. Stories about various apotropis. Hahu apotropis, Tavi Bishavu, Seder Rabbi Meir. There was a apotropis that was in his neighborhood. Vavi Kamazvin, Arata, Vizavin Avda. He used to sell land and buy Avadim, like we spoke about the Machlokes with that in the Brisa. Veloshavke Rabbi Meir. Rameir did not let him. He was not interested in that. Achvu Lebachalme. It was shown to Rabbi Meir in a dream. Anu, laharos, viatal livnos, you're going against what we're trying to do here. We're trying to do something. What do you keep stopping? Afilo haki lo ashra. Chameir woke up and said, no, I don't care. I'm not stopping what I'm doing. Amar, right, maybe there was a message from Shemayin that he should stop what he's doing. No. Amar divre chalomos v'lomalav l'moridin. Dreams mean nothing. And therefore, Rabbi Meir did not act based upon that. Are dreams really nothing? Right, there are different kinds. The Tashbetz, this is quoted by all the later, the early Achronim. The Tashbetz writes, there are dreams and there are dreams. Right, there are different kinds of dreams. Well, we sometimes don't know the difference. Right, because this Gemara says, Derech Halom Zolman Avlo Moridin, but Rabbi Yosef says in Maseches Nedarim that if you are put in Cherem in a dream, you need 10 people to undo the Cherem. So there, the dream does mean something. So it's difficult to know. So the Tashbeit says maybe there's a chilik between a dream al yedei malach or a dream al yedei shade. Yeah, how do you know? How do you know? Vakiva sheini yodeya. So if you don't know, so you're gonna gotta be machmir. So regarding being put in cheirim, that's an davar isser. So you know, then just do it. Be matir. But here it's a mosav echaver lavaraya. You're not sure if it's a shade or a malach. So you know, just be machmir on both counts. Again, this is a huge topic, as we have touched on in the past, a number of examples. But generally, we say dreams don't mean anything. Right? The Gemara in Sanhedrin, when this comes up. Somebody has a dream that his father left him Meister Shani money in his backyard. And he goes to his backyard, he digs it up, and it's mamish right there. You know what? He could keep it, and it's not Meister Shani money. Divrei chalomos l'malav lo moridin. Aye, the dream told him where it is. Oh! So that's the, again, so we see some Gemaras that you do, or you don't, paskin from a dream. Like, oh, Sashri, in Avodah Zarah, remember that story about the Barbuta, right? It was a certain type of animal that they weren't sure whether it was kosher or not. So there goes Ashri in Beis Beis, in Avodah Zarah, quotes Rabbi Yehuda Chassid, call me Shiyocho Barbuta lo yizke lecho levyasan. Whoever eats Barbuta is not going to eat from the levyasan. Upamachas itiru Rabbeinu Ephraim. One time Rabbeinu Ephraim, you know, matted the Barbuta, and he had a dream that night, and in the dream, he was a waiter in a restaurant, and he was serving shrutzim to the customers in the restaurant. And he woke up in a sweat, and he changed his psak. Right? So you see, sometimes their dreams give. So you have to yesh v'yesh. Right? The Rav Avadya, in the Hakdama to the second volume of Taras Abayas, his second volume, Anita, there are three volumes. So he writes, that he was once having a very difficult time. He was very busy with Osik Tzarchei Tzibur, and he wondered maybe he should throw it all away. Maybe he should just learn and not do any more Tzarchei Tzibur. Right? It took. He was so involved in society and so much, and maybe even in learning. But he said to myself, I don't know. He says, Olav Machshava Lefanai Lomait Bahofaati Barabim. I'm going to stop making my public appearances. Kadela Hismaser Yoser Barichas Kol Chiburi Asher Imi B'Ksuvim. I have so many writings. I need to publish. Kamata Yasa Gamanoch Lebesi V'Imanili Mili V'Rayoniya Mishkavi Saliku. I don't know. So I fell asleep. And Rav Yosef Chaim, right, the Ben Ish Chai, came to me in a dream. Asher Bolo V'Aker B'Veiti U'Panav Mi'iroz Kizar Achama. His face was shining like the sun. Nichnas lecheder hasifriya. He came into my library. Vis yashev liad hashulchan. Sits down. Ra'al lefana vechan michiburai. He sees in front of him one of my svarim. Kim dumani chuvas yabia omer. Yeah, one of my svarim. Vehischa la'ayin bo achas heina v'achas heina. Ukeshasiyim amar tov ma'od. Right? When he finished, he says, oh, very good. So I said, okay, I have you here. Let me ask you. Vishal osi. Are you gonna keep doing what you're doing? I said, I'm not sure. I don't know what to do. I give shiurim all day, all night. I have no time for myself. What am I supposed to do? So he answered me. He says, Tov asher tochas bazeh v'gam mizeh al tanach yadecha. Ki yesh nachas ruach ma'od l'fnei Hashem yizbarach. Bezikui harabim, kishashomim divrei Torah umusar v'chozim v'tshuva. V'kolecha shachozim v'tshuva hu olam malei. Any person that you inspire, that's unbelievable. Vo'ikas v'hinei chalom. Right? And I woke up like Paro, and it was a dream. And he says, yes, and even though v'ayinei emas nachon adavar, similar ideas written in the Magen Meisharim of the Beis Yosef, right? He says, but he says, I took the message. Shneim ke'achat tovim v'al yidei ha'kol zocha l'chalukat rabbanon l'mevi l'ksonas pasim. Okay, but he says that's the, so you see again, he took messages from a dream in the Hakdama to the Taras Abayis, second volume, but there's a lot more, but we'll continue. Says the Gemara next story. Hanu Beitrei. The Igre Bu Satan. There were two people that the Satan had them. The Kobe Shimshi Avikamitsi Badi Adadi. Every Friday, these guys got into a fight. Every single Friday. I think we mentioned in the past also. Friday is a really special time for fighting. Not in a good way. In a bad way, why? And Shalom Bayis fighting, especially why? Because that was the day that Adam and Chav ate from the Eitz Hadas. That was the day that Adam said, it's her fault! Right? That's the day. So the Satan always tries to get us. It's in the Bria Friday afternoon because it's pressurized. So we have to overcome. So you see here, the Satan, every Friday, you got these people fighting. Ikler Meir Lohasa, Meir visited there. Akvinu Tlasave Shimshi. There were three Fridays that he stayed there and he prevented them from fighting. Ad Avalu Shlom, until he made peace. Shamei Dekamer. And as Meir was leaving, he heard the Satan saying, Vai Da'afki Rabbi Meir Lahu Gavra Mibese. Woe to me, the Meir got me out from their house. Why? Because the Satan causes problems. Rav Chaim Shmuel Levitz in the Sichas Musar, Ayin Vav, says, the Satan is all about machlokas. Right? The Satan breeds machlokas. That's what he does. Because Hashem hates it. And that's why the Satan causes us to have machlokas. A parent hate when children fight with each other. Right? And that's why the Rav Chaim Shmuel Levitz says, we don't have time to read it right now, but in the new one, in the Maimar Ayin Vav, he discusses ki makom mishkano shel ha-satan hu b'sochachei pirud u-machlokes u-makom sha-shalom shorer bo ein ha-satan yachol lishkon bo ki mevur v'gitin daf nun beis. He quotes this, right? All of a sudden the Satan says, there's peace here, I'm out of here. Right? I he can't live if there's peace. Right? But we can't live with this machlokes. Right? So we have to do our best to rid ourselves of machlokas. Ha'u apuchavas tavim shivusi d'rishuben Levi. There was another one. Tavikam mazvin arev azavin ture. Used to be selling land and buying oxen. V'lo amar leblo midi. And he didn't say anything bad to the apuchavas. Sava lek Reb Yosi. Why? Because he all like Reb Yosi. D'tanya Reb Yosi says oxen are great. Amar Reb Yosi miyamai. Lo karisi l'ishti ishti l'shari shori. I didn't just call my wife and my ox. Meaning, I didn't just, not just call them. You don't call them, they're not calling the names. I didn't just appreciate my wife as my wife and my ox as my ox. Elula ishti besi ulushori sadai. Right? I call my wife my house. Why? Because I knew she's the basis of my house. I know she's everything. Without my wife, I'm nothing. I knew my wife was my bias. And my ox, I call my feel, because my ox did so much for me. So therefore, to sell an eved, to get an ox, is fine. Right? The woman is the akeres habayis, right? That's the two opinions in the Rishonim. Why the woman is the one that's given halakas neiros. Right, it's a mitzvah on the man and the woman. Why dafka is the given to the woman? That's a machlokas rishonim. So there's a Kabbalistic idea. The Torah quotes both. One idea is it always goes back to Chava. Right, what? Chava. Chava brought darkness to the world. She brought death to the world. So every week she brings light to the world. Right, so that's one reason why it goes to the woman. But the Rambam writes, no. The Torah quotes the Rambam also, I think. The Rambam writes, no, she's osekes betzarchei habayis. What does that mean on a deeper level? She's involved in the creation of all the needs and the atmosphere of the house. She's the Akeres Habayis. So she's given Halakas Neiros, which is all about creating the atmosphere in the house. That's what Shlomo Zalman's Heter, of why we don't have to turn off the lights, why many people don't turn off the lights, why they light candles. What do you mean, Shraga Batira Mayahani? What's it adding today with electric lights? It adds ambiance. You walk into the dining room, you see the Shabbos candles lit, you know it's Shabbos. Right, that's part of the definition. And that's why it's enough to make a bracha, says the Shlomo Zalman. That's part of Shalom Bayis. That's calling the Ishti Basi. Good. There were certain orphans that a certain Safta was taken care of. Havi lehu tarsa. They had an ox. Shakla v'zavidini alayu. She sold it for them. Asu krovim lekamidor of Nachman. The orphans' relatives came. Amr lemay vidita. This is Avna. What'd she sell that for? Amr lehu. Yisomim shesamcho yisob ala baisanan. What do you mean? The first line of our Mishnah. Even if she's not appointed, there's a concept of Abu Chapis. V'hayakir. But 1 minute. The price went up. The price went up. So she lost something. B'rishus ha'delokeach haikir. What could I do? It went up in the, she sold it already. It went up in the rishus of the buyer. Follow Nikiti Dami. They didn't pay yet. They didn't pay the Yisomim. He didn't pay the Yisomim yet. Amr lehu says, really? Okay, Im Kane, Haina Drav Khaniloi Bar Idi Amar Shmuel. That's what he says. Amar Khan Bar Idi Amar Shmuel. Nichsi Yisomim Hari Inka Hektish, Velo Makni Al Bakaspa. No, they have the Zuchus of Hektish, and therefore if the money wasn't given yet, so then we say it still belongs to them, and therefore it went up in there. Rishus, and that's why the buyer's going to have to pay more. Right, Rashi quotes, and therefore you gotta pay, for Hektish. Period. Here we go. Chamre de Ravana Ukva Yasma Mashua Barba. The wine of Ravana Ukva, the orphan. Also, they pulled, he sold it for four a barrel for four. The Yakir went up in value of a kumbashisa shisa, and they could get six. Also, the Kame de Rav Shay, I'm sorry, it cost six. Also, the Kame de Rav Nachman, Amalu, Hain de Rav Chanel Bar Idi, same thing, de Rav Chanel Bar Idi, Amashuel, Nixi, Samaharika Karka, Velo Machni, Ella Bakaspa. Good. So now the Gemara goes in all four permutations of transactions. The Yasomim always win. That's the rule. They always win. Yadeyim alaha elyona. Here are the four permutations. Number one, Mashach peiri miyasmi. If somebody is buying fruit from Yasomim and he already pulled the fruit, but he didn't pay yet. Iker, if it went up in value, hainad rav chani labaridi. That's exactly what rav chani labaridi says. The Yasomim win. It didn't happen yet. Zol, if it went down in value, lo yekoch hedyot chamer mi hektish. What do you mean? But if a hedyot, the transaction would be done by now, so the Yisomim can't be worse, so therefore they win too. Right? So that's the case where the Yisomim are selling fruit. What about the opposite? Amshichuluhu peiri liasme. If the Yisomim did meshicha on fruit, iyakir, if it went up in value, lo yekoch hedyot chamer mi hektish. It shouldn't be any less, so therefore it's theirs. It went up in their rishus. Zol, if it went down in value, saver minei, hanad rav chani labaridi. So they thought to say, well, that's rav chani loy also. It could help him out. So the Gemara says, amale. So the Gemara says, though, no, it might work out badly for them. Ha, amale rav shishu rei ravidi, ha rahi lidid too. This might not work out well to say that it didn't take place yet. The zimnin de mitzarchi lepeirei, v'lecha diavua diavizuze. Sometimes the Yisomim need fruit right now. And if the seller knows that it's not in his rishus until he gets the money, he might not want to give it to the Yisomim in this case. So in this case, Rav Shisha says that maybe it's good in the long run for it to be considered the Yisomim's, even if it went down in value. Next, case number three. Yavi Yasmi Zuze Aperi. What if the Yisomim gave money? but they didn't take the fruit yet. Zol lo yekoach hekdesh chomer mishal hekdesh. Lo yekoach hed yod chomer min ha hekdesh. And therefore, if it went down in value, it didn't go down in their rishus. I care if it went up. Sovar mine hainad rav chanei lo ivar idi, as we said before. Amal rav shisha brei rav idi, again, hara he luded to. No, if you say it's like the others, so that it could work out badly for them in the long run. Dasalam emer lehu nisher vuchitchem ba'aliyah. Because then, you might, if it doesn't belong to the Yisomim yet, they just paid for it, so then the people who still have it in their possession aren't going to take care of it. And they'll say, oh, it got burned up, it got ruined, sorry, even though it was in their own attic. Right? So therefore, it could work out better for them in the long run if you don't say that. And finally, the fourth, Yabu le zuze liyasmi, apere, if money was given to Yisomim, iyakir lo yekoach hed yod chomer mihekdesh, so they win. Zol, sovar mina hainad rav chanei lo ivar idi, again, you might have thought they win because of the previous statement, amar lo rav shisha brei rav idi, no, harayid, it led to, in the long run, it won't work out well, the zinin, the mitztachi, lezuze, sometimes the Yisomim need money right now, v'leka, the yavlu, and nobody will give them, adiyavlu pere, until they actually give them the fruit, so therefore, it's good to say the transaction's over in this case as well. Good. Amar Rav Ashi Anav Rav Kahana Chasminan Ashtara De Ime Zira Yasma. We signed on a shtar. We signed on a shtar in this case on the mother. De Mizavna Ara Koshi sold land for the Yisomim Lacharga for the tax that they have to pay. Rashi says for the tax for the Yisomim Below Achrasta. Even without having a whole announcement to trying to get the best deal, they signed on a shtar that allowed her to sell this quickly. Darmi Nardar. Why? Because in Nardar they said, L'charka v'lemizoni v'lekfura, for these three cases where you need money right away, for taxes, for food, mizonos for the almana, or for burial purposes, mazvenina v'lo achrasta. Even though you usually have to have a whole achraza, you have to put up signs when you sell things for Yisomim to be able to get the best price, but here, there is a need, an immediate need, and therefore, they could sell even without the achraza. Amrim Sava Aputrapa de Asmihavi, Amrim the dyer was an Aputrapis, Asu Krovim Lakami de Rav Nachman, Krovim of them came to in front of Rav Nachman to complain. Amri Le Kalavaisha Maxim Yasmi. He's wearing the Yisomim's clothing. Amalu Kihechi Dilishtam and Mile. Yeah, because he needs to look chashuv like an important person in order to be able to talk to get connections for them and to talk to the right people. Kacha Vashasim to do. He's eating them out of house and home. V'lo'amud, he's not such a rich guy. He's eating a lot more than he should be eating. Emer mitziyashkach. Maybe he found something. Maybe he found money. Maybe he won the lottery. You know, dalakav schus. V'akam mafsid. No, he's eating. He's causing them a loss. In what way? Rashi says he's not taking care of their properties well. Amar lehu, so says Nachman, okay, now it's serious. Aisul isad itamafsid. Bring me aid that he's not taking care of them. V'isal kine, and I'll remove him. If Lamaisa, he's causing problems, he's mafsid them, so then we remove him. To Itmar, Aputrapa de mafsid, Rafuna Amara misalkinale, de Beir of Shela Amri lo misalkinale, unless, right, you don't remove him so easily, Vilchazam salkinale. The halacha is that you do remove him. There is a difficult Rambam to know why he says it. All of these Dalakav Schus levels, where the Gemara, maybe this, maybe that, given the benefit of the doubt, the Rambam says, you're down lekav schus only by minuhu avi yisomim, not by minuhu bezdin. Why should there be such a distinction? The Rashba argues. The Rashba says, why in the world should there be a difference? But the Rambam says, this whole down lekav schus is only perek yud, halacha zayin, here in Hilchas Nachlos, the Rambam says, bezdin shemidu aputrapis v'sham olav shu ochel v'shosim motzi otzos, remove him. Unless there are edim that he's mafsid. So why should that be the thing? Rambam says there's more. We have to give Dalakav's chus more when it's minuhu by the avi yisomim. Maybe you could say, you have to say something like, well, if the father appointed him, then the father knows better. The father knows better, and therefore, you know, keep thinking unless there are edim. But if Bezdin, maybe Bezdin doesn't know perfectly. You might say, yeah, Bezdin does more research. Okay, but either way, that's the Rambam's chilek. Weiter, finishing up. So remember the Mishnah had a machlokes in the opposite direction. Who do we make take a shvua or not? So The first opinion, apotropis, that the father appointed, he has to swear. Why my time up? Why aren't we worried that if we make him swear, he's not going to want to do it in the first place? Ilav de isle hano amine lohavi apotropis. If the apotropis wouldn't have gotten something from the father, he wouldn't commit to do this. So it must be that he received something anyway, so a shvuah is not going to scare him away. He wouldn't refuse. But minu bezdin lo yishava. Why? Milsa ba'ama hu da'avid l'beidina. This guy is doing a favor for bezdin. The ramas alei shvuah asilim nu'e. And if you make him swear, he's not going to want to do it. That's the Tanakama. Abishalom archilif advarim. My time of the opposite. Minu bezdin yishava. Why? Bi'ahi hana. De'kanafik alei kala. De'inish mehemna hu da'hu da'samach alei beidina. Mishim shvuah lo asilim nu'e. He becomes known. If bezdin chooses him, everybody knows. Wow. Bezdin thinks he's an honest guy. Bezdin thinks he's, after he's an apotropist, this is probably going to work out so well for him. For his resume? He's going to put this on his resume. Bezdin appointed apotropist. Wow. So of course, a little shvua. That's not going to make him not do it. Minu aviyasomim lo yishava. But if the father, that's a problem. Milsaba amu da avdila dadi. He's doing the guy a favor. Viramas ale shvua aslim nuye. He's not going to want to do it. Amr Chana bar Ami Amr Shmuel Hilchasa ka Abishol. It looks like Abishol that we make the father's one swear, but we don't make the father's one swear, but we can make the one from Bezdin. Tanya Blaz Ben Yaakov Omer Zev is Zev Yishava VeHalacha Kidvarav. We make both of them swear. Rabbi Ben Yaakov, Tani Rav Tachlifa Bar Marava Kamid Rabbi Avo Apuchav Sheminu Avi Yisomim Yishava Mipnei Shehu Nosi Sachar. We make the Avi Yisomim on swear because he's like he is a Shomer Sachar, meaning he's getting paid. Says the Gemara, no, he's not. He's not getting paid. Amarle at Isis Kava Vakailisle. Did you bring a measuring cup the size of a Kav Vakailisle and you're paying him? What do you mean he's a Shomer Sachar? He's not getting anything for this. Ela Ema Mebreshu Hu Kit Nose Sachar. He's like a Nosei Sachar because he must have gotten something from the father, some type of Hana, so we treat him like a Nosei Sachar, so that's why we will make him take a Shua. But again, the Gemara said earlier, what we hold, the Halach is really like Abishal. Okay, Adkan Divrei Apotropis, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow and the next day, we get into Sugyas of Hezek She'eno Nikar. That's the next two dafim. And then, Be'ez Hashem, daf, Shabbos is daf Nun Hei, is really the first daf from the last cycle. We haven't had one for the last cycle in 3.5 months. That is the first daf that was given in Eretz Yisrael. That'll be Shabbos is daf. That'll be 7.5 years ago. That will be put up. But Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we have daf Nun Gimel. Okay, we'll stop here.